You're listening to Inkspeak, where storytelling and poetry meet the wonder and magic of living. I'm your captain, author, poet, and unearther of life, Maverick Malone. Welcome back to the podcast. Today is going to be a little bit different of an episode. So real quick, before we get into today's episode, I wanted to just throw this out there again. I'm going to put this probably at the beginning of a lot of these episodes, just in case y'all don't make it to the middle, to the end. Put it right here, front and center, is if you enjoy the content that I put out, then please, please, the thing that would make me the happiest in the world is if you just shared this with a friend or hit that like, rate, and review button wherever you're listening. It takes 2 seconds to click a star, whatever. You know, you don't have to give me a 5-star rating or what, however many stars it goes up to. Just give me an honest review. But I hope that it's a high star rating, because I find a lot of value in what I have to say. And I hope that you do as well, because it brings me so much joy to just jump on here and talk to you guys and to share what I've learned and to tell these stories and these increasingly wild things that are happening to me and share some of that magic with you. And I love putting these together. So just take a second, write me a little review, or you can even on Spotify, you can actually leave comments now. So if you want to leave me a comment on an episode, I would love to read those as well. So today's episode is a little different. It's going to sound a little different. Apparently, like my voice, I don't know. I've got my coffee here, but I sound for some reason like I'm like there's something going on in my throat. Maybe we got some throat chakra stuff going on this morning. Who knows? But the episode that I'm about to share with you, I recorded it on my phone because I was at a place in Chattanooga called Big Soddy Gulf, which is just a part, got a creek, like a little river that runs alongside it. And there's hiking trails and all kinds of stuff. It's a really beautiful natural park. So I was there hiking. And by hike, I literally mean just taking the maybe 15 or 20 minute walk on a gravel path that goes back to this part that I always go to. And I was sitting by the river, reading my book and having ideas and thoughts. And then when I left, after I had been there for a couple hours and I was walking back and I was having more thoughts, and I was like, you know what? I should probably just record this. I'm just going to voice note myself. So I pulled out my phone, and this is what I do when I travel. And I want to do more of these episodes, more of these in the moment kind of things when thoughts are coming to me, because it's much easier for me to just pull out my phone and record myself rather than type it out. But again, typing for me is infinitely easier than sitting there and write something out, because I write so much. I have so much to say that my hand would cramp like 2 seconds in if I was writing this. So I'm grateful for technology and for typing, but now I feel like we're transitioning even more into more of these on the fly, spur of the moment things that I'm recording on my phone. So the sound quality is not going to be as clear, but you can still hear me speak clearly, but there's going to be background noise. So you'll be able to hear the whooshing of the water, maybe some birds, maybe my feet crunching on the gravel. It's still a really fun format for me, especially when I'm in immersive spaces like traveling. I know that the one that I recorded at the Little River Bus, that's one of my favorite episodes, but just because of the ambiance of the sound. It's immersive. I was sitting up on the rooftop, and then all of these birds, you can hear them in the background, things like that. And I'm excited to do more of that as I travel. Maybe, you know, one day, maybe I will just be sitting outside of a Parisian cafe and you'll be able to pick up all of the street sounds, that whole environment, because I think that adds a really cool layer onto a podcast, which is why I love travel stories and travel logs and these kinds of storytelling, more personal podcasts, because it really does drop you into the moment, which is what's special about these kinds of episodes. It's just raw and real in the moment. I mean, all of it is raw and real, but I hadn't written anything down. It was just straight verbatim from my brain. And one of the things that I talk about in this sound clip that you're going to hear is something called a wisdom walk. And I will explain what that is. But if you want to see the visuals from that and get a more in-depth picture of what that is, what it involves, and a more step-by-step of how you can do this on your own, and I encourage you to do this, but more specifically, like, I'm going to share pictures from this too. This is all going to be on my Substack, so I invite you to jump over there if you want to go further on this, and that is at maverickmalone.substack.com. And since I always or almost always have a poem either they're usually in the beginning of the episode. This one is going to be at the end of the episode. And it's one that I wrote on this little hike that I was on sitting at the river. And I put it to some music and I just wanted to catalog and document the little synchronicity that I had today around that, or rather not even, it wasn't a synchronicity. It was more so just a nudge from spirit, from my higher self. I was looking through the music library that I subscribe to, where I source my music, this subscription that I pay for. And I am very intentional about everything I create. So the music that I choose has to match the tone of the poem or the spoken word piece that I'm sharing. And sometimes it takes me a long time to find the perfect music to match with the words. So I set some of my filters, set them to the time limit that I needed or the time frame. And then I set the mood and I wanted just instrumental only. So I'm cycling through all these songs and I'm like, ooh, this sounds good, but it's not quite that. Click on another one. I'm like, nope, that's definitely not it. Click on another one. And I listen to this one song all the way through. And then about maybe 20 seconds before it ended, like the tone shifted a little bit and the sound wasn't exactly what I needed. I was like, oh, that was almost perfect. And then this is the magical part, is that before that clip that I was listening to even ended, it just automatically started playing another one that I did not click on. It was another musical selection that I did not choose. And it's not on like autoplay, because if it was on autoplay, it would wait until that clip, the one I was listening to and had chosen and had clicked on, it would have waited until that finished and then would have auto-cycled to the next one. That's not what happened. It just stopped playing the one I was listening to and clicked on this other one. And of course, that was the exact music that I needed. And I felt that. And I felt that so much that honestly, like, it kind of like moved me to tears a little bit, because I just felt this presence of my higher self, or, you know, source, spirit, whoever, my team. And I felt that. And it was just like this nudge, like, hey, I know exactly what you need. This is the one. And I am infinitely grateful for that connection, because I always have what I need in the moment. And that often comes as this internal love, this internal force, this internal sense. And this whole episode is a testament to that, of things you can do that I want you to be able to cultivate within yourself to create this magical connected world. So I hope that you enjoy this episode, and let's get into it. So I came to a spot just outside of Chattanooga that I come to often when I want to be out in nature, because it's not far from my house, but it feels like I'm very far from my house. And if there's background noise, it's because I'm walking back to my car along this gravel path, and the river runs parallel to where I'm walking. And there's some rapids, so there might be some whooshing background noise. But at least it's not super windy like it was earlier, and hopefully this comes out somewhat clear. But all day today, I have been in a very introspective place and feeling that spark of creativity kind of return. And I notice something about me is that when I am in new spaces, whether especially if that's out in nature, when I'm traveling, when I am doing things like this, just coming to the river to read a book or just walk, I often find insight. And I'm in a new place within my mind. So I came to the river, had my book, and of course, I knew what would happen. I plop myself down on a rock and start reading my book, which was a book of poetry. And maybe 5 or 10 minutes later, of course, I am having ideas and thoughts, because I'm being influenced by the energy that I'm absorbing, which is both the book that I was reading. So always be conscious and discerning with what you were consuming, what kind of media, what kind of content. If you want to write poetry, you should be reading poetry. If you want to write fiction, you can be reading fiction. But also, this is in the larger arc of this, be very conscious of what you're consuming, like social media and news and things like that.
but it kind of goes into my brain and does whatever it does inside my body, and it does its magic, and out comes my own wisdom and insight and ideas. And I was doing that and just writing. And I was doing this even before I left my house. I was supposed to leave around noon, but I had this idea, some thoughts after getting out of the shower. Shower thoughts are a thing. And for the next almost 2 hours, I was writing a whole thing. I don't know if it's a chapter in one of my books. It belongs somewhere. I don't know where it belongs. But everything I write goes somewhere. I don't always know. I often don't know in the beginning, at the time of writing it, where it fits, but I always find out later. So I spent the next 2 hours writing this whole thing, and it was on specifically creativity, authenticity, and self-compassion as a spiritual practice. And that is the energy I have been in today that started this morning when I went to the gym. And when I was walking on the treadmill, again, I started having thoughts and ideas, and I wrote them all down just as I was walking on the treadmill for over an hour. When I maxed out the timer on my treadmill, I restarted it and it kept going because I do not interrupt the muse. If I am being called to write things down, I will write all of them down. And I did that. And so I was already in that space. Intentionally, I had set the intentions already that I wanted to be in that space. And when the inspiration arrived, I made it a point to stay in that space by continuing to follow those breadcrumbs, follow those ideas, see where they led me. And then when I got home, I ended up just having more ideas and I kept writing. But I knew that I wanted to get outside today because it is a gorgeous day. It is like the first real spring. Actually, it's a little bit almost borderline summer because it's pretty hot. But the first like real spring day, the sun was shining. And as I was walking down this path on the way to the spot that I usually go to go sit at the river, I was just like, oh my God, this is exactly what I needed. I need to be out in nature because this opens the channel for me. And what I did when I was hiking out to the spot was something that I am calling a wisdom walk. And I think it is just influenced by the space that I've been in today. Because as I was walking, and as I was walking down this path, I was noticing all kinds of things. Things that I think most people maybe take for granted or just don't notice, like the little yellow dandelions coming up out of the sea of green, or the little trickle of water that's coming off the side of a rock face, or the pink and purple blooms on a tree that stands out from all of the other trees, which are just the same shade of green. And I paused at each of those spots that grabbed my attention to reflect and ask myself, what does this have to tell me? What message does this have for me? Because nature is always speaking to us, but we're often so busy and so clouded with our own mental chatter and stress to hear it. But here's what I want to offer you, is I have learned to speak this language. I kind of live in this self-contemplative place where things are never what they seem. And I always want to know the deeper meaning of things. I want to mine for that deeper meaning. And how you do that is by simply noticing. This is a magical power, a superpower that I have honed, but everyone has this ability. And I think the gift of nature is that when we get out into nature, it clears away a lot of that mental clutter. It steadies our nervous system, so we're already in a better regulated state to receive messages. And just start noticing whatever is around you. Whether you are walking around your neighborhood, take notice of I don't know, the numbers on a mailbox. Or maybe the person and their dog coming down the street. Or the shape of clouds. It's all in pausing to just notice and ask yourself those questions from a different point of view. And something else that I love about this is no two people are going to have the same, no two people are going to see the same thing. They're not going to interpret that language, the message, in the same way, because we're all different, right? We all have different points of view, different perspectives. We come from different backgrounds. We have all different things that make up our own unique perception of life. So if you have three different people all looking at the same thing, they're all going to each see something different. It's not going to be the same between them, because we're all bringing something completely unique to how we interpret the world. That is a part of everyone's unique magic. And I think we need all of those perspectives. We need more of that beautiful difference to help other people kind of open up their minds and open up their hearts and see things in a different light. And I think that doing simple things like this, being out in nature, going for a walk, sitting in your backyard, waking up early to watch the sunrise, or if you're a night person, just going to stare at the stars. I think that nature is a spiritual practice in and of itself. Witnessing nature, being in nature, allowing that to change you. And I also think that this goes back to what I was writing and spending so much time on earlier, that the act of just creating is a spiritual practice, which is why I find so much peace, both when I am creating something and when I am, especially when I'm doing that in nature, because when I'm creating anything, even this right now, recording myself, my thoughts, it makes me feel closer to myself, more connected to myself, more connected to the world around me. And therefore I feel more connected to God or spirit, source, the divine, whatever you want to call it. It's the same thing by many names, which at its core is really just love. It makes me feel far more connected and in tune and in touch. And as I create and write, I then get to reflect on what I just made. And it is a mirror for something much deeper that is unseeable to the human eye. You know, you can't see your soul. You can't see God, but you can feel it. And I think nature and just allowing yourself to create whatever it is you feel called to create will bring you closer to that. So I just wanted to record these thoughts as I'm walking back to my car. So now that I'm back in my car, I have some more thoughts I wanted to share. I had written down when I was on this wisdom walk, so walking out to the spot and just taking notice of different things that caught my attention. And as I went, I was jotting down thoughts that I had on them. And I'm going to share this on my Instagram. At first, I thought I might share it as story slides. And the more I thought about it, I was like, this deserves another place, a more static place to exist than just on a story slide that's going to disappear after 24 hours. So I'm going to put it as a post, but I wanted to just kind of share a couple of these things that I was noticing and the thoughts that I gleaned from them. I just noticed also, noticing again, everything, especially numbers, the number of miles on my car left that I have, I guess, for until my gas tank is empty, was 143 when I turned on my car. And if you dabble in the world of angel numbers or numerology, you know that 143 stands for I love you, because it's the number of letters that are in each of those. You know, I, one letter, love, four letters, you, three letters, 143. Anyway, I notice things like that. I always notice numbers. So I wanted to share a couple of the things that I wrote down as I was doing this walk. The first thing that I came upon was a waterfall trickle that was coming off of one of the rocks, like this really slow trickle that then at the bottom was pooling into a little tiny puddle of water, and all this green was growing around it. And what I took from that was how one thing causes other things. So water from above trickles down and creates whatever's beneath it. Then it provides the conditions for growth. So the water or the source of it might never know how it created those optimal conditions for the things to grow and be affected by what it gave, but it does it anyway, because everything is connected. And then I noticed the path I was walking down, that very path itself, and thinking about how someone or a whole bunch of someones were working together at one point in time to make that path. They had a shared vision and a shared intention and desire to make that path and carve it out for future generations to enjoy. But someone had to go first. Someone had to hold that vision and believe in it to make it a reality. And then I stopped to notice this little yellow flower. I don't think it was a dandelion, but some other kind of flower. And I thought, weed or flower? Because that which we call a weed by any other name would smell as sweet, right? It's all about perspective and perception. And you've got to ask yourself that question, like, what is yours? Is that even yours? How you're interpreting that? Does that even belong to you? Or is that someone else's perception and way of thinking that you have been conditioned into? Do you see the weed as equally as beautiful as a rose, or do you just call it a weed? I think this, for me, is something I'm really passionate about, is making meaning and choosing your own definitions of things rather than just accepting what you've been fed and coming at it from a different angle. Because if you expand your definitions, they will expand you. And then I kept walking and I saw the bigger waterfall. And this part of the walk that I was on, it's this, after it rains a lot, there's always a powerful rush of water. But where this waterfall is, it kind of pools into nothing. Like it looks like it just disappears. But what it's really doing is going beneath the path, over underneath the rocks, I guess. It's out of sight, but it's this thunderous rush of water that appears to go nowhere. But if we zoom out and see the bigger picture, because I followed where, you know, the sound and where I thought it might be coming out of, and saw where it was emptying out of this other side of the path of a rock. So it was going underneath me. When you zoom out, you notice that it's only one small piece of the whole, this part that we're seeing. The expanded view is that the water is always flowing. It's always moving and changing. It was flowing underground, or at least beneath the rocks. And then it later exits at another point and flows into the whole, the larger part, the whole river. And I see this as our output, what we give, what we dream and put our intentions into. And sometimes they appear to do nothing, to just kind of empty into a dead end. But in truth, there's so much happening that we just can't see. And eventually those intentions, that unseen momentum, becomes part of something far greater, just like it became part of that river. I think this is also for thinking about it from a soul perspective. This is kind of a metaphor for the collective, right? We're a whole bunch of individual souls, maybe our own individual little trickles of water, our own little mini waterfalls that are always connected to the whole, to the river, which then becomes part of the ocean, right? And the last thing that I noticed on my walk were these pink and purple flowers that I mentioned earlier. And they were the only pink blooms I saw on my hike. All the other trees were green. I guess most of the stuff hasn't bloomed yet, but this tree did. And this message was so obvious. It was just, you know, be different. Show the world your true colors. Don't be afraid to stand out. Because when you own your authenticity, when you stop trying to be a boring green tree rooted in sameness like everyone else, you will bloom and people will finally see you how you see yourself for all that you are. That's the thing with authenticity. You have to be willing to go there. You have to be willing to see yourself that way. So if you know on the inside, you're this blooming, gorgeous tree full of color, you feel that on the inside, you see that, and the world just kind of sees you right now as this green tree that looks like everybody else. As you go along that journey of bringing that inner world to the outer, to the external, which is how you step into your authenticity, just little by little, pieces of learning how to bring that inner world to the external, people will shift their perception of you because you have shifted your perception of you. And you doing that, deciding, hey, I always knew I was this gorgeous, vibrant tree on the inside, and I'm not afraid to show it now. You doing that will give permission to others to let their true colors show. And the world goes from one color to infinite colors because you've made space for it within yourself, and therefore you are making space for it for everyone else in the outside world. And of course, you know, when I was at the river, I wrote a couple poems that were messages from my higher self, from my soul speaking to me. And I actually wrote one kind of about this very thing, about I consider myself a messenger. And I, in my poetry, in really anything that I write, I feel like I'm just channeling all kinds of things, a lot of wisdom. Often it is like beautiful, strange nonsense, creativity for the sake of creativity. But a lot of it, I feel like, is things that are meant for the collective as a whole. And one of the last things that I wrote today was on this very thing about what the soul has to say. And this is specifically for people who can't hear their own guidance. And I felt like this poem is kind of a mouthpiece for that. So I might share that one and record it and put it with music. And if I do, it'll be at the end of this. But I definitely want to do more of this. This was really spur of the moment. I was just in my head, in a very regulated, calm state in my head. And therefore, I was like, as I was having all of these thoughts, I was like, you know what? I should really be recording this. If nothing else, you know, just the sheer act of moving that energy from inside, from the internal world, and bringing it to something tangible in the external and recording it, does things to me on the inside. Things are shifting around in there. So I felt called to just pull out my phone and record this. So the audio is probably a little different, but it is very raw, very real in the moment. And I enjoy this kind of thing. When I am in the aligned space of having the energy and the insight and the inspiration to do that. And that is why I absolutely love travel, because anytime I am traveling, that's what happens. And it's often just like that waterfall that I witness. It's just a complete outpouring of messages and poetry and chapters for my book and ideas. And that is why we should all be doing more traveling. But I mean, that's not everybody can do that. I have not traveled in a while, but it doesn't even have to be something as big as, you know, going to the beach or going on a vacation. Traveling can literally just mean doing something like this, coming on a walk, going for a hike, maybe, you know, 20, 30 minutes from wherever you live, putting yourself, or rather taking yourself out of your daily, everyday sameness of a routine and having a new experience, really, is what it boils down to. However that new experience for you looks like. And setting the intention to be in a clearer space to allow whatever wants to come through to come through. And by doing that, if you especially combine this with the act of noticing in whatever experience you're having, in whatever environment you find yourself in, you set the intention to connect to yourself, to source, spirit, God, the divine, that will be answered. And it is a spiritual practice in that regard, because you are connecting more deeply to yourself, and you are allowing this great unseen ethereal presence to come and influence your thoughts, your mind, your state of being. And you are allowing yourself to be in that space of total connection and surrender. So try it out and see what comes through and let me know, because I would love to hear it.
I want to preface this poem that I'm going to read with a little bit of backstory. I wrote it when I was at the river, and at first when I wrote it, I thought it was about one thing. And this is why I love poetry, because they're just like song lyrics. You hear one thing one moment, and then later on you realize something else, or you hear something else, and you make a different connection. But when I wrote it, I thought it was about one thing, and then in reading it back, I realized it was about another. And so about my, I feel like my poetry is both for myself and for other people, because it's this philosophy again, right? That if it's something you need, it's something that somebody else does as well. And everyone is going to put their own perspective into that. No two people are going to hear this the same way or make of it the same thing. But when I wrote it and then read it back later on, specifically this morning, when I was doing yet more shadow work, I swear the shadow work, like it feels like it never ends, y'all. But I know there's a reason, and I hit on something really, really big this morning that literally feels like the bottom of the barrel. Like surely there is not more shadow work after this, because this feels like the root of everything. But then I read that poem again, and to me, and this is what I want to offer you as well when you hear this, imagine, and I tried to clarify this in the poem too, it's not me reading it to you. It is literally the voice of your spirit, your soul, holding reverence for you, honoring you in the same way that you hold reverence and honor your spirit, your soul, the essence of who you are. And lately, that's where I've been at this journey, is just holding a profound amount of self-love and respect and reverence for a specific version of me, which is this, what my soul represents. I kind of embody her as like a physical version of my higher self, but it's really just source, spirit, God. It's this loving presence that lives within us all. And I hold that with such regard because that's who I want to become. That's what I want to embody, all of these qualities that this larger expression of self, which is just a larger expression of God, right? This larger expression that can hold more love, that can hold more compassion, that can stand powerfully in her beliefs in an unshakable way. That's what I want most. And I think this is what a lot of people miss, is that you don't want the things that, when you think about your higher self, your future self, and you imagine what they might have, where they might live, what they might do for a living, how easy things in their life might be. That's not what you want. You don't want the things. What you want the most is you. You want the version of you that has all those things, because that version of you is more love, is more peace, is more abundance. That is what you want. And I think so many people, you know, we have so much trauma and all these things covering up that version. And it's just this continual archaeology project of digging to unearth that version of yourself that has the gemstone heart. And we're told all kinds of things of what to believe. We're told who we should be, what we should do, how we should think. And so many of us get to the end of this life never even questioning what we believe, not deciding for ourselves who we are and what we believe, what we want to believe. And that is something that has been an intention, a purpose of my whole journey from day one, is to get people to believe in something beautiful. But here's the kicker. The answer to all of this is that belief is not something external. It's not a religion. It's not a creed, a code, something else outside of yourself. The most beautiful thing that you can learn to believe in is you. Make that beautiful thing you.
The messenger sings the message. When the soul speaks, it will not be a full sentence. It may appear as a word, a symbol, an image. It will be quiet at first, and you may not recognize it. But I am a messenger of sorts, the transcriber of soul. I know the language of many things that contain no letters. I can read the river and translate the sky. I know that Y is the meeting place of begin, and that names are metaphors. Everything is. What is within is what writes the script, deciphers the message. What it wishes to convey is this. You will make a name for yourself yet. You may not know its sound, its shape, what it does to your body, how it shifts and moves and walks, how it navigates the night. But know that it will, guiding light that it is. This is your one true life, the one still unsketched, and I get the sense you are coming upon turning point. Great basin of that very thing, greatness, that you will have the honor of creating. What will you bring forth from the earth of you? What hauntingly beautiful starry-eyed dark sky will stare down your own and dare to call it morning? Will return the light? What hue, what dawn, what sunrise will shape the self? This is what it is to deliver a message, to see before anyone else the golden-spoked halo of horizon where the truest you dwells. I will camp out in that cool night. I will write until morning. I will sing to you what it is I see. I will behold your becoming with the same awe and reverence in which you have always beheld me.
Thanks for sticking around until the very end. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to support my one-woman show, please subscribe and share it on social media or leave a rating and review. Those are the best ways to show your love and support for my work and will help this podcast be found more easily, and that in turn helps this whole thing grow. To catch the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Mav Malone. Let's connect. My DMs are always open and I'd love to hear from you. If you want to stay up to date on the latest events, books, podcast episodes, and hear more from me, you can also sign up for my Substack newsletter, Mentally I'm Here, where I share even more magic and completely exclusive content you won't find anywhere else at maverickmalone.substack.com. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.